The American dream has become a nightmare. Signs of the time are on cardboard, on corners in town. Like a cancer that's silently spreading, there's an unspoken fear. We're on our way down. We must take America back. Main Street to Wall Street, cities and states, Washington, D.C. Before it's too late, there's not long. We need leaders who lead us, not stick us and bleed us, then ransom our future and our children's, that's wrong. We must take America back as liberty weeps, our forefathers spin in their graves. Pray God will bless some way out of this mess. We must take America back.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. This is the National Intel Report. I'm your host, John Stadtmiller, with you on this Monday, 22nd day of April 2019. My gosh, where's the year gone already? We're already into the second quarter of the year already. You feeling any younger out there? And speaking about feeling any younger, do we have the people on air from Death's Door now? Oh, I'm sorry, God's Waiting Room. Hello? Hello, God's Waiting Room.
I'm here. I showed up. I'm here.
Oh, I don't even know where to start here. Oh, I do. Hold on a second. Here's an announcement. Did you hear what Mike Ribeiro just said? Were you online to hear it?
No, missed it.
He says he talked past his commercial, and he said, "Look," he says, "pass the word about Republic Broadcasting." You know, I tuned into my talk stream live. Guess who's number one on TalkStream Live today?
Who?
Now, who do you think?
Well, you just talked about Rivero. I'd say Rivero then, probably, right?
RBN.
Oh, well, the network, yeah.
Oh, jeez.
Very good. Very good.
Well, it certainly wouldn't be you then, though, would it?
Well, no, it wouldn't be because I took Sunday off.
Number one, second, Mark Levin, Howie Carr, Michael Savage, Sean Hannity, Larry Elder, KGRA, Phil Valentine, Lars Larson, Ben Shapiro, Joe Pags, Fox News, Kate Daniels, and InfoWars. By the way, I don't know what possessed me to do it, but I was testing the phone out. I got a new battery, and TalkStream. Okay, all the applications, I wanted to make sure when the old battery popped out that all the stuff didn't disappear. And there was TalkStream, and I saw InfoWars, so I clicked that on just to see if it'd go through. And I hear the great one, or I'm sorry, the second great one. This one's not a lawyer, but evidently he's Jewish. I don't know. And, okay, for the next 2 hours, what we're going to do here, anybody of the Muslim faith, you know, you guys think I'm being unfair to you, I want you to call into the show. You won't be, you know, shunned aside. You'll have your opportunity to speak. And I'm going, wow, if you'd only do that about the Jewish question. Ain't going to happen. Ain't going to happen. Little story here before we get rolling, Steve. That little piece we posted on the network about being debanked by Chase Bank.
Yes.
Well, I go in to make my car payment only one time a month in my old bank that I got debanked from, and I walked in the place, and the manager is sitting at the reception desk. And I looked, and I said, "What the hell are you doing sitting here?" I said, "Did you get demoted?" She says, "No." And I said, "Cut back on staff?" She just looked at me, didn't say anything. Now, this is the woman that was in charge of the bank when I got debanked back in November. And she's the one that was making the calls going, you know, why is my client here sitting in my office telling me the account's closed? What happened? We don't have to tell you. Okay, so you don't have to tell your bank manager, huh? Okay. Well, here I walk into the bank, and what do I see behind the counter? A little girl sitting back there with the hubbub thing on or whatever it is. I went, wow. that's interesting. So I walked up there, and it was like the sea parted. Nobody came into that bank, which gave me the luxury of spending some time with this young woman and having a little conversation with her. And you could just about imagine the subject matter I was covering. But I said, you know, I said, you're a Muslim, huh? I said, where are you from? And Indonesia, I think she said. And I said, so what do you think in the United States? She said, you know, this is nice, and people here are pretty nice. I said, really? I said, you know, there's a bunch of Muslim haters out there. And she just looked at me. She didn't say anything. And I said, you know, I said, this whole thing with the Middle East, I said, we've been spending trillions of dollars to kill all kinds of Arabs and Muslims over in the Middle East. This really got her attention, because then she understood what I was saying. And I said, yeah, it's called the Greater Project for Israel. We're over there fighting the proxy wars for Israel so they can gain more real estate. And she looked at me, and she didn't say anything. She just nodded her head. She understood exactly what was going on. And I told her, I said, now, don't let anybody at this bank know this. I said, but here's our card for the network. I said, you need to tune into the network to find out the rest of the story. And I walked out of that damn bank. Steve, I'm going to do exactly what you suggested. I am going to find a hungry, sharp attorney that's not afraid of getting his bar card lifted. And I'm going to sue Chase Bank. I am going after them because Project Veritas is the one that brought this to light. And it's just not Chase Bank. It's the other banks as well. And we've discovered the reason you're kind of like you're the Bannon types. And Chase, we got them on record. We got them on a recording saying, yeah, we don't want the Bannon types here banking at our institution. Booyah! Now, do you know how many banking laws, how many federal laws this violates? They're now deplatforming conservatives in this country. You folks out there thought it was just the, you know, the dim Libocrats and whatever else under Obama that wanted to, they sicked the IRS after. No. Ladies and gentlemen, what you're seeing out there is a full court press on anybody that's conservative. Steve, remember that South Church thing?
South Church.
New Zealand? Was it South Church?
Yeah, the mosque. Yeah.
I'm sorry, Mike, what? Christchurch?
Christchurch.
Okay, sorry about that, folks.
Yeah.
At any rate, they made a big stink that, they arrested six people for sending that video out. It wasn't the video, ladies and gentlemen. It wasn't necessarily the video. It was what the video was showing, that truly was a false flag event. Well, guess what they just did? You don't think this is global, ladies and gentlemen. In Sri Lanka, where 300 people just died, 8 Americans, and God knows we might want to go to war with Sri Lanka now, for all I know. But what was the first thing that the government did? It shut down all the social platforms and all forms of communication. Boom. Shut it down. Because what's been going on here, folks, as people are starting to get the idea what the controlled media is telling them may not be necessarily true, and people are in there scooping up the available information before it gets deplatformed or before it gets shoved to the side and hidden forever. They're getting real crafty, Steve. Real, real crafty.
Yes, they are. You've got a couple articles on the web there with the vaccines and the homeschooling. And yes, they're finding ways to shut you down if you want to talk about, we should be talking about the vaccines. We should be talking about this. Everybody should be talking about it. I mean, we're seeing increases numerous problems and diseases. Autism.
We are. And Mr. Bloomberg, New York City mayor, I just saw him on, MSNBC today? And they're having this really nice rapport back and forth. No, not even any softball questions. No, forget hardball. Not even any softball. And it was like this little love fest going on. And there was an oh, by the way moment from the talking head about vaccines and all this evil outbreak of measles and this, that, and the other. And he goes, you know, he says, we were serious about people getting these vaccinations. And, you know, since I've been more forward about it, 1,000 people in that particular borough have come forth to take the vaccinations. And then it was kind of, okay, I'm getting close to that third rail now. So the talking head says, well, you know, you've been making some statements. He said, yeah, we've taken a hardline approach on it. And we really mean it, that we want people vaccinated. Now, of course, the talking head didn't bring up the statement that Michael Bloomberg made, that we own your body and we'll shoot you up with whatever we want to.
Right.
Now, folks, I don't know about you, but Steve, I know you're not a clairvoyant, you don't have a crystal ball, and you never claim to have one. But how fast do you think things are going to accelerate from here on out?
Well, I can tell you right now, it's not a coincidence that we're seeing these little things, these little outbreaks. And actually, by the way, they're not huge. They try to make them out to be pandemic. And I had a little conversation with my next door neighbor about this. And he came out and he got, did you hear about the big measles outbreak? I said, what? Oh, at that time, it was 383 people. And now today I see it's 555 on the article on RBN. And I said to the guy, I said, hey, Wayne, do you know how many children there are in the United States under the age of 18? Do you know what I mean? He goes, no, how many? I said, 74 million approximately. So that means, doing the math here, minus 555, you got 73,999,445 children that don't have the measles. So don't tell me, try to pan this off as a pandemic, because it's not. That's what people don't realize. They hear, oh my God, pandemic, and they 383 cases. Think about the big picture. How many people are in this world? How many children are in this country? And when you start to look at the big picture of it, it's like a little gnat on the rear end of a hound dog. We're talking about nothing here. And then if you want to make an issue out of it, okay, so where are they coming in from? And your article says it pretty much the way it is. It's coming in from other countries. And so why aren't we stopping the infusion of the illegals coming to this country? Hey, you have dang good sources right now to say reason to say stop the illegals from coming in this country. But oh no, we can't do that because that's not very nice. That's inhumane. These people are coming here and they're struggling, and we must open the doors. And you will have the forced vaccination. You have the mandatory vaccinations. But these guys come in, these people come in with no records checks, no health checks, and just kind of mingle through the crowds and migrate into the country. And then we have more problems. So I actually have a contact here. I'm going to have on the show, my show, in the coming weeks. Very nice lady. And I was talking about vaccines one day, and I noticed her daughter was autistic, pretty severe, in her late 20s, early 30s. And I wanted to talk to her, but I don't want to offend people. Sometimes I come up on them, and finally she kind of came to me because I talked about the radio show here and stuff. So she goes, you ever talk about vaccines? She was feeling me out. And I said, yes, I do. And I said, can I ask you a question? She goes, can I ask you a question?
Wait a minute. Did she know what you did for a living?
Yes, she knows the medical part, and then she knows the other part too. So doing this.
Okay, but before this encounter, did she know that?
No, I had.
Okay,
I had
so you that. Already before she really engaged you, you told her that you were an RN.
I did after okay. She asked me. Yes, and then I gave her my proof of what I think was happening with the autism cases rising.
The only reason I'm bringing that up is because you were in the medical industry, you're a registered nurse, and she felt comfortable asking you about vaccines. That's where I was going with that.
Yeah, she was feeling me out to see what, because she's been demonized. She's been she's had a lot of death threats. She's had a lot of people come at her on social media talking about her situation with her daughter. Oh. So I actually, when she came to me, and I said, well, you know, I'm glad you came to me because I was going to come to you. And I didn't want to offend you, but I wanted to ask questions about your daughter. And I've noticed how, you know, that she's autistic and she's pretty severe. And I said, so tell me more about it. And this was a normal child, a normal little girl born up until the age of 2 years old, went in for vaccines. Two hours later, after that last set of vaccines, at 2 years old, she stopped to talk, stopped talking, became very somnolent, very quiet. Little grunts here and there. The next day, totally mute. She would not talk at all. And went back to the doctor, and the doctor said, well, those things kind of happen. So that was it. It was definitely caused by the vaccine. I'm 100% sure of that. And she
Wait. Is this the same doctor that hit her up with the vaccinations?
No, she took her. She took the daughter.
Because I'm going to tell you right now, if that was the same doctor that shot my daughter, you know, these kind of the blasé kind of these kind of things happen. Yeah. That guy would have been missing a little bit more than his medical license. I can guarantee you that.
Yeah, well, this is way before they set up the vaccine court. So this woman's probably 29 or 30 years old, this girl. But she's pretty serious, pretty severe. And I'm going to have her on. We're going to talk about this. And I'm reading a book now called Vaccine Injury right now anyway. So I'm going to hopefully get to the author on the program and talk about that and have her. And just basically as an example of her experience, and because a damaged child is a lifetime commitment.
Yes.
And she, this girl is probably on the age level now of, I watched her. She had a coloring book and she was coloring and she did makeup on her face. I say she's probably at about 6 years old, 5 years old, six. And it's pretty sad.
Yeah.
And we're not allowed to talk about this anymore. We're not allowed to talk. We talk about it and we're demonized and you're you know, the conspiracy theorist, you're a nutcase. No, these things are all safe. Well, the thing I tell people, I think if these things are so safe, let's look at the big picture. If these vaccines are so safe, why'd you set up a vaccine court? Number one, why did you set up a vaccine court? To pay for damages caused by your vaccine. So you wouldn't have set the court up if you were 100% sure that these vaccines were safe, 100% safe. You wouldn't have set the court up. You set the court up to protect you from being sued directly.
That's right.
And paying out huge lump sums, huge massive sums of money. You set the court up to give peanuts because of injury.
And
you made sure you covered yourself.
Yeah. And more importantly, to keep this out of a courtroom, out of the public purview, and setting precedents against somebody winning a case against mm-hmm. the damn drug manufacturers.
Yeah. Well, can you imagine this woman I met bringing in this girl into a courtroom and the jury looking at her going, oh, my God. And do you know how they hand out those big settlements? They would say, you're going to get a huge lump sum here because this is damage. This little girl was normal. Vaccines, 2 hours later, stopped talking. The next day, really, I mean, just grunts. And she speaks a little now, but not much. It's pretty sad. And like I said, it was just, that's the one thing I always say is the vaccine court was set up to protect them from paying out huge lump sums or ever going to a jury trial because they would have lost.
Yeah.
They would have lost.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, by the way, did I say Michael Bloomberg? I meant Bill de Blasio.
De Blasio.
Yeah, de Blasio.
And we own your body. Yeah.
And folks, and again, you know, we go to great pains here to pull these stories together. Go to our website, republicbroadcasting.org. The stories are there. Forward them to your friends and neighbors and maybe even people you don't like that much, because I know you don't wish ill will on their children. They never did anything to you. But you're right. You know, I was, for some reason, I was on the Detroit News last night, and I'm just perusing their online paper. And there was a story about Matthew Stafford's wife that had a brain tumor. And she was operated on, and it went pretty well, but she was worried that she wasn't going to survive this and that and the other. Well, she's got a Twitter page, and she's got four children, a set of twins, and I think a little boy and a little girl, aside from that. And I'm looking at these young children. They're all under the age of two, and I'm thinking, for God's sakes, please don't have these kids hit up with these vaccines. Because that was the exact thought. And I'm sitting there, and the cutest, and I'm not a big baby freak, you know, I mean, you know, mothers and dads, aren't they proud when, you know, their little baby is born? Well, they look like Cotton Patch dolls or something to me, you know. But being a parent, you're proud. Look at this, and it's got all its 10 fingers and toes, and it's really healthy and all that other stuff. And I swear to you, Steve, there are pictures of those twins. You can tell that these people made a set of twins that they just connect. You can see the way these babies are looking and communicating with each other. And I'm thinking to myself, for God's sakes, please don't get them hit up with these vaccines. Because, folks, I want to share with you one of the major reasons that people are being deplatformed. It's not because they're racist. We'll talk about that after the break. Be back in three.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Back. Speaking of high command, they're really going to hate me for this. I'll get around to the subject matter. I haven't forgotten what I teased you with before the break. But before I forget this, we're going to be bringing on a host on the network that was high up in the Black Panthers. No, guys, hold on. I'm not talking about the guys that dressed up in the black berets and the black get-ups and standing there with AR-15s looking menacing at polling places. I'm not talking about... That's the prepared opposition that they slid in there. I'm talking about the black, the original members, some of the original members of the Black Panthers that saw something was wrong, and then they educated themselves and found out really who was zooming whom. I've got a guy in Poland that can't step foot in this country because the FBI wants him. Why? Because he's got the goods on the FBI. So we're going to try to get this guy up on the air, and oh boy, watch the stuff hit the fan then. At any rate, just a little tease out there. And speaking of teases, tomorrow, Harley Schlanger. And who's the guy on Saturday mornings, Mike? And Wednesday, I'm going to have Farron Schoff on for the 2 hours. So next 3 days, folks, is going to be Cracker Jack stuff. So stay tuned there. But here's the point of the statement before the break. This isn't about racism. This isn't about being naughty or intolerant of others or anything else. What this is about the information that people have been finding on Facebook and Twitter and other social platforms through YouTube, you name it. They cannot stand this. They cannot stand the free flow of information. They figured they had it cut off when, you know, we'll control the medias, the newspapers, the magazines, their editors. You know, what we can't buy off or buy up will threaten. Well, the internet, for a while, for at least a short while, was free and open. It ain't no more. And so, okay, well, I'm not on the social platforms. I don't care about that. Well, what about your being debanked? I got an email from a lady, and thank you. I appreciate you sending this along to me. She says that I'm going to pull my account from Chase. I'm not dealing with these people anymore. Now, if you think that it's not going to hurt this bank, well, aren't they about the profits, John? Come on, that's you've got your tinfoil hat on. Well, yeah, the banks are about the money. But the one things the banks discovered, and especially yours truly, blowing his mouth every time you went into Chase Bank about the fractionalized fraud and the 2008 takedown, they couldn't wait to get me the hell out of there. And they did. But they screwed up. They debanked me. And then they made me angry. And I'm telling you, and folks, I swear to God, I've always thought this in the back of my mind, for the generous people that have donated to this network, if I ever hit a good-sized lottery or a good-sized lawsuit, guess what you people are going to get back? All your donations you sent to me, and no. I'm not going to send you a check. I'm not going to send you FRNs wrapped in foil. I'm going to send you gold or silver. So in a way, folks, and prayers with us and a good Texas tailwind, I'll win this lawsuit or hit the lottery, whichever comes first. Look at us as being an investment. If it's strictly from a standpoint of investment, you're going to get one hell of a return. You're already getting a heck of a return. You're already getting one heck of a return already. But monetarily, wouldn't that be something, Steve? When the stuff starts hitting the fan and everything starts shutting down, all of a sudden one day they get a call from this network going, hey, we're sending you a registered package, gold and silver, and thank you very much. Here's your repayment.
Would be nice.
By the way, Mr. Pompous, Mr. Pompeo, I saw this yesterday, and I'm following today, and there he is on the news going, oh, well, we're going to, he held a press conference, and, well, we're going after Iran, all the countries that buy oil from Iran, we're going to start putting sanctions in. Steve, want to make a guess at what happened to oil prices today?
Went up.
Yes, it did. And I'm thinking to myself, you know what? This guy even said that, we can do without the Iranian oil. There's other reserves out there. And the first thing that hit my mind was, oh, yeah, and how exactly are you going to steal the oil from Venezuela? Smedley Butler was right. I don't know if you've ever read his book, Steve, but...
Actually, I have it. Yes, I have.
Okay, War is a Racket. He knew he was there for the corporations way back when. Way back when. Let me take Jesse from Utah. Hello, Jess.
Hey, how you doing, man?
Hi. What's up?
Going back to, you guys were talking about the vaccines. I was going to tell you, I had two incidents. My firstborn, my boy, one night it was after his vaccines. You know, they say keep an eye on them. They might fever or whatever.
Jess, hold on 1 second. I didn't look at the atomic clock on the wall. We're up against the break. Please hold on through the break. We'll be right back with you after this short break for our sponsors. What sponsors we have, we'll be back.
No reason to get excited.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets. Even with a growing audience every day, RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
When your doctor tells you you have bad cholesterol or blockages in the arteries, what do you do? When diet and exercise is not enough, we try medications and hope for the best. For the last 2 decades, I have been telling people about a natural method to help solve these problems and more. Extendovite can help maintain cardiovascular health and lower blood lipid levels in adults. The 7 herbs in Extendovite are known to work together synergistically to get the results we hope for. There are many testimonials on Extendovite's effect on circulatory-related ailments. Get Extendovite today to start your journey back to a healthier life. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or see us on amazon.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Do you know there is an ongoing war right here in America? Are you aware that U.S. citizens have been classified as enemies of the state since 1933? Have you recognized that our entire government is really a vast network of interlocking corporations engaged in commerce? Look up Title 28, Section 3002. Tune in to In Defense of Humanity on Saturday nights at 7 p.m. Central Time. Find out what's really going on and learn how to protect yourself and your family as flesh and blood men and women living in a corporate reality.
Jesse in Utah, I'm sorry the break cut you off. Please continue.
I will continue. Anyway, my first child that was born, he's 11 now. He got his MMR. I think it's, what is it, the measles, mumps?
Mumps, rubella.
Rubella. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So, anyway, he got that. And at this time, I was, 20 years old. I didn't know any better. Listen to RBN a little bit, but, just 20 years old, just a dumb A, Anyway, they tell you, watch for them, they might fever, blah, blah, blah. Well, my wife, all of a sudden, just out of nowhere, got out of bed and screams my name, go in the bedroom, and he's just in the crib, seizuring, just mm-hmm. out of, just yeah. crazy. We're just like, yeah. oh my God, so I even had a friend staying the night at my house, and he didn't want kids after this, But anyway, we took him down and it finally stopped and nothing bad happened. It never happened again. They gave us, some anti-seizure medicine stuff. And in case it happened, they just said he might be one of those kids, Yeah. And they also did the thing. They said, sometimes they'll get a fever that's so high, so fast that all of a sudden they'd go into a seizure, And Yeah, and a long story short, my youngest, he's six now. So, you know, he was about 3 years old when it happened 3 years ago. And MMR shot again. My wife and I were dealing with some stuff out of town, and we had a babysitter watching the kids, and all of a sudden we got a phone call on our way home. The ambulance was at our house. Our kid was seizuring. And went down to the hospital, and when we got to the hospital, it was a half hour later, still seizuring. And I kid you not, he seizured for 3 hours. And they rushed him up to Primary Children's Hospital, which, you know, they had the life flight him and couldn't figure out what it was. Just so happened he had his MMR, you know. They never did mention that. But they got him up there, and he still seizured. And then finally when he stopped, it was like you'd look into his eyes and there was nothing there. He just
glassy.
Mm-hmm. You know, just nothing. He was gone. It went from a bright young child to nothing.
Still? And three years later, still? What's his condition right now?
We're lucky he recovered from it. I don't know how, but he did. And it's not like, you know, we prayed a lot. We're not religious or anything, but I couldn't believe he recovered. And the doctor, you know they go through those records. You know that they know he got that damn shot.
Yep.
And we told them about the vaccines and stuff, and they didn't even, you know, say anything about it. They said, you know, that wasn't even that. They just disregarded it, you know.
Yep.
And then I didn't figure it out till I watched that movie, Vax. And the lady told the story about her child doing that, and holy shit. Like, I couldn't believe it.
Billy Bob can't say that word.
Billy Bob just got a little emotional. I'm sorry, but
I figured as much. Most people just use it as a conveyance of information. But I understand. Go ahead.
But yeah, and if you've seen that movie, it gets your emotions going. But I'll tell you what: when you find out that that's why, holy crap!
Yeah,
I was so mad, and you know, it's. Like you said about the social media, they push their agenda. And hell, my wife and I got two separate Facebook accounts, and you wouldn't believe the stuff on her feed that's pro-vaccine. And then you get on my feed, and it's anti-vaccine. I mean, they even know the different people to push, you know, especially the women. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But and you tell people the story, and they think you're nuts. They don't believe you. They're just like, oh, yeah, right. You know, it blows me away that people, you know, that they won't even, they're a bunch of gosh dang sheep, plain and simple. Yeah.
Let me ask you another question. Are you part of the IHC system? Are you part of IHC?
What is that?
Intermountain Healthcare. Are you part of their system?
What does it mean to be a part of the system?
I mean, are you in that system, IHC? Do you go to IHC hospitals in Utah?
What's IHC?
Intermountain Healthcare.
Oh, there you go.
Yeah. I guess that's. I mean, it's a pretty. I mean, that's pretty much the only one around Utah. You know, I'm sure there's other ones, but.
Yeah. So your pediatrician. What did your pediatrician actually say? Did he acknowledge it at all that this was the cause?
Absolutely not. And another thing, my boy got bit by a dog the other day, and I could go into the story with the cops because they wanted information on. Whose dog bit him, you know, and he's reaching over the fence. Dumb kid, you don't reach over people's fences, you know. But we told them they wanted to give him what's it called? The pretty common for rusty nails, the
tetanus.
You know, tetanus shot. And I told my wife straight up, no, tell them the story. Anytime they want to give us a shot, tell them the story of what happened to us. And she told them the story, and they're just, really? I can't believe that happened, you know? But you can't tell me they don't have these cases happen. You know, it's got to be more often than just me. You know what I mean?
Oh, it
and
is.
For them not to put it together, it just blows me away.
Let me ask you a question. Are you on Instagram or anything like that, Twitter?
I do the Facebook.
Okay, you don't do Twitter?
No, I don't.
Okay, if there's any listener out there, everybody knows I'm a Detroit Lions fan. Matthew Stafford, he was the highest paid quarterback. He's only worth about $50 million. But money can't buy you love, and it can't buy you the health. And I, like I said last night, I just ended up on her Instagram page or a Twitter account, and I'm looking at her children. Her Twitter handle or whatever you want to call it is KBStafford89. And if anybody is on Twitter out there that wants to attempt to let these folks know, let this woman know, after you see the pictures of the children, you'll know exactly what I'm talking about. Tweet her out and tell her, send her some information about the vaccines. Please, please, before these madcap sons of buggers destroy their family as well, as they almost did yours, Jess.
Yeah, and I got six kids now, and I couldn't imagine dealing with that, especially my last one.
And as Steve said, you know, the lady that's not even 30, I don't want to use the term saddled, but she's got a commitment. You know, it isn't like you can just hit the off switch and just throw it in a dumpster. This is was a viable baby, a human being, something the mother treasures above all else, and she's now a vegetable, a walking, not even a talking vegetable.
And I can't see any other reason than it's just a way to make more money. Most of the people I know with autistic kids, they're still going to the doctor. They're still getting prescriptions, still trying to keep, you know what I mean? And that's the whole name of the game.
Well,
it has to be. Why they're covering this
Jesse,
stuff. Making a lot of dang money.
Jesse, it's a $1 trillion industry. Okay.
Yeah, absolutely. You don't want to turn that down.
And not if you can defect somebody and make them a lifelong customer. Heavens no.
Yeah, and they're making a killing,
and they're making your life a living hell. Yeah, great trade.
You want to take the debate out whether they work or not? If you want to know what's really in them, watch that Clint Richardson video, the lethal injection, and he goes into the history of it and what they're putting in it, and it's insane. I mean, there's an old commercial on there, and they talk about filtering the vaccine with frickin' formaldehyde and. Mm-hmm. And asbestos filters. Are you kidding me? You know, and you think we're any better today?
No.
There's nothing new under the sun.
Just
simple. And down the road, they're going to figure it out.
Just,
and it's just going
to. I hate to do this, but we got a lot of topics to cover, and I got more calls to get to. Yours is almost a scary ending, but it turned out okay. Best of luck to you.
Yeah, we're dang lucky.
Okay, Jess, thanks for your call.
Thank you, guys. Have a good one.
Okay. Gee, listens to RBN, wakes up. Boy, because of the information. Do you think they're going to leave us stick around?
Did anybody challenge de Blasio when he said, we own your body?
No.
Anybody challenge him at all? Nobody said anything.
Not that you heard on the air, not that they would report. And when I finally saw an interview, I'm sitting there, okay, good, maybe. Maybe a question will be it was asked all right. Yeah. Wasn't even a softball question. It was for him to address it and to give his spin without any further follow-up.
Amazing.
Yeah. Welcome to the media today. Jim in upstate New York. Hello, Jim.
Yes. One thing I love about Steve, he always boils down things to common sense. And anybody under 50 can maybe recall maybe 2-3 shots you had, maybe one for polio, one for measles. And then all of a sudden, you know, you see all these peanut allergies come around. And then when I sit around the table, say, for Easter Sunday, you know, I says, you know, where does this come from? You know, the adjuvants. Autism, when I was a kid, we'll go back to the peanut butter thing. When I was a kid, every kid had peanut butter and jelly sandwiches. I did not know one kid who had a peanut allergy. I did not know one. And that's one thing you can do. Autism, I didn't know about. ADT was nothing more than the kid that was a little slow, whose parents may have been beating him or something. You know what I mean? Asperger's. Come on. Mm-hmm. If you had Asperger's, every kid in the every kid in the room would have known that and made fun of you.
And Jim, you know where these peanut allergies are coming from? It's the crap that spraying the peanuts with.
Well, actually, the vaccines, they actually used peanut oil in the vaccines back in the 50s, John, and that's actually what caused the peanut allergies. You know, on top of that, we're also seeing this is kind of mind-blowing because it's not just us, we're being poisoned with all these vaccines and the additives, the adjuvants. But we're also, when's the last time, I mean, I've had dogs my whole life. We have dogs now with allergies, all kinds of problems and allergies. And because we are actually doing the same thing we're doing to ourselves, they're putting all these adjuvants and all these different things also in their vaccines and also in their food. And a dog with allergies, a dog with diabetes.
No.
It's amazing.
They're absolutely right, because there's a direct correlation. They couldn't make enough money on humans, so they moved this on to dogs and cats.
Yeah.
Believe it or not, you know, how many cats do you know that have eczema? You know what I mean? Or, you're absolutely right. They're just making oodles and boodles of money on this, you know? And, that's what I love about you, Steve. You really boil things down. You know, like when I was a kid also.
You don't like me much, do you, Jim? Yeah. By the way, I'm gonna hold on here. I'm gonna tell on you. I was ragging on you for being too negative, and you said you made a donation, and I ragged on you a little bit more after you made one. And ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you what Jim did. He called back in. He says this guy rubbed me the wrong way, so I'm gonna up my donation to $500. Jim, thank you. Can I irritate you some more?
Oh, no.
Well, Jim, sir, I have skin in the game. I've got five grandchildren, Jim. I've got five.
Well, wait a minute. You stepped on the guy's response. God, what'd you say, Jim?
No, I'm sorry, sir.
No, what'd you say?
I truly adore your show as well.
I just thought I was being.
I tip my hat to you. You're a pioneer. I know your history and everything. And
I just don't want to. I don't want this.
You're beyond reproach.
I don't want to give this guy down in God's waiting room a big head, you know.
No.
Okay.
Way. Oh, okay. No, but
I'm grounded.
What is about him when he speaks? He speaks very plainly, very. He's very articulate.
Yes, he is.
And also, you know.
Why do you think he's on this show with me on Mondays, Jim?
Oh, he's great.
I know he is.
No, and it, you know, like for example, he'll present, say, World War II and the Germans, you know, in a very logical fashion, not in a the Tom Mudic this, that, you know.
Yeah.
He'll always, you know, approach it from a very commonsensical.
You know, if they want to interview anybody from RBN, I'm going to sic Steve Elkins on them.
There you go, sir.
Yeah.
No, but the bigger point I was trying to make was very simple. When we were kids, we had two shots. There was no such thing as peanut allergies. Every kid had a peanut butter and jelly sandwich. Autism, I didn't even know what that was. Asperger's, come on, give me a break. What the hell is that? You know what I mean? These are just derived happy, you know what? You know what I mean?
And, Jim, do you remember?
I have to be honest with you.
Jim, do you remember back in the day when you actually had chicken pox parties? Remember the chicken pox parties? You remember that?
Absolutely. No.
And the measles parties?
Boy,
actually, we sent our kids over to get introduced to it.
My mother did that to me.
Right.
God, hand to God. My mother did that.
Right.
There was a kid, Georgie, next door, had chicken pox. My mom says, oh, go play with that guy, you know? I got over it, you know what I mean?
Yep.
But again, it goes back to how many shots did we have when we were children? Think about it.
Yeah.
Two, three, tops. You know what I mean?
Well, and Jim, look, I got to keep moving here. We're almost at break. I appreciate your call, and I appreciate your candor, and I appreciate your donation of $500. Thank you.
All right. Have a good night.
Okay.
And, keep it up, Steve.
Thanks. Appreciate it.
Yeah, okay, see?
Actually, let's give you a total now. Nested couple, we go with 55 vaccines by the age of 18. 55.
See?
And they're adding more.
So. See, he's still trying to stroke you. And now I'm going to say something wrong. He'll probably give me a $1,000 donation. Listen to you. You're groaning like an old bar.
No, that's actually Rivero does that lately. You never noticed that?
No, I haven't.
He gets so frustrated. He gets frustrated. He does that. Oh, geez, the world is just going to hell in the handbasket.
Let me go to John in Northern Michigan and chance you're after him. Go ahead, John.
Thank you, gentlemen.
Hello.
Hello. Thank you. I'm here.
Okay.
I just want to mention to everyone out there that this is satanic, this vaccine program. They're growing these vaccines in a medium now that is aborted tissue. And this is not to, it's mixing up the DNA, and there are biblical and scriptural parts or readings that'll reinforce the fact that you're not supposed to be putting foreign substances into your bloodstream. This is taking away the spirit of the pure spirit that was there at birth, and just totally annihilating it. My wife works with Community Mental Health up here, and this is so tragic to see these families affected with these damaged children, and to have these people with letters after their name promoting this and continuing it. They get bonuses if they have a certain amount of vaccines up to date for their 2.5-year-olds. In the school system up here, I was at a board meeting. The county nurse was in the audience and said, well, it's a law. And I asked her to show it to me. And she said, well, it's back at the office. And I said, well, I'll come back. And her comment was, well, it's not really a law. It's a mandate. If we don't get compliance, the 95% compliance, they start taking away funding to the schools. So this is a satanic thing, folks. And that's so destructive to families. It breaks up marriages. And seeing all of these children at these Christmas parties that I helped put on with the agency, it's just so devastating and heartbreaking.
What children at what are you saying? What are you
doing? Every year the agency sponsors a party for a Christmas party, and it's for all the group homes in two counties.
Right.
So there's over 300 people attend. And they all get a gift. I go out and do the donations starting in September.
Right.
But you see these young families, and they just are clueless as to what happened.
John, you're not being thorough here. What exactly had happened? What are you saying here? Be a little bit more thorough.
Well, I'm just bringing out the fact that it's so invasive in our communities, even the small town up here, in these small counties.
Right.
The damage that's done with these inoculations, and it's satanic, completely. It's just like the abortions are satanic. They're closest thing to God, these innocent children, we're dealing with that spiritual thing.
Are you by the way, John? Are you on Twitter?
I'm on nothing.
Okay.
Okay.
Anybody that's on a Twitter, I want to hear. If they got a Twitter account, I want them to call into the show today. Please. I want to save the Detroit Lions quarterback. I want to save the wife that just survived a miracle surgery. And I want to save her four children before they end up to be little human potato sacks. And then maybe, because she's got tens of thousands of followers. If we can get her attention and save her kids, maybe she can use her notoriety. I know she's just a quarterback's wife, but she's got a lot of followers. If we can convert her and prevent her from hitting up her children and turning them into little sacks of potatoes, maybe, John, she'll give a donation to your cause. Because you're
initiative. Well, Drew Brees, he has a child that's damaged, one golfer. Yep. As a child that's damaged, there's a lot of important people out there that can really advocate for these damaged families.
But hasn't yet. That's why I'm not suggesting somebody Twitter Drew Brees' wife, or him, rather. The wives, they can be disincluded real quickly.
Yeah. Well, Kennedy kind of backed off it, too. He was supposed to be going after...
Isn't that amazing?
He backed off. I think they told him, you're going to end up like your, JFK here. You just better back off. This is big, big bucks, and if you disrupt their money flow, then you're in trouble. So he kind of backed off. He's backed off. I haven't heard a thing about it anymore.
Alrighty.
Well, this Christmas party, John, is the most emotional and rewarding event of the holiday season, because these folks, many of them, this goes from young infants up to 70, 80 years old, and it really exposes the damage that has been done to these communities.
You know, it's interesting though that they are actually, the government's coming out and the pharmaceutical will come out, and they'll actually say, well, you know, it just it was sleeping in your DNA, and it just kind of came out. And for some reason, all these families that have no autism in their families, suddenly the sleeping DNA wakes up, and we have autism in our families now. I know two of my brother's friends, both their children, two on one side and one on the other, autistic. And they have no autism in their family whatsoever. And then suddenly, now there's autism. So it's not lying sleeping dormant in your DNA. It's being caused by these vaccines. These are guinea pigs. We're being killed through these vaccines.
Well,
and damaged.
My wife's worked for 20 years for community mental health, so I've seen, and it's 20 years of just tragic situations.
Yeah, it is.
And it's unnecessary.
Agree.
All right, John.
God bless you, gentlemen.
Thank you.
I really enjoy your programs. And when you two guys are together, it's like a perfect team. I like it a lot.
All right.
Adios.
Thanks, John. I appreciate it. You know, you and I are friends, and we chide and kid each other, and I was going to say something that probably would have really made you mad.
What's that?
Well, they liked Ron, too.
And we love Ron. I love Ron.
Yeah.
Ron's a good guy.
You just talked to him a couple of weeks ago. What's the deal?
I don't know. I don't know what the deal is. I don't know.
Well,
I don't know. I kind of do.
I don't think it was a choice that he himself had made not to do the pro. Well, you must have inquired. He must have told you. How's his health?
He still has the same issues, kidneys.
But he's dealing with it.
Yeah.
He's not on a deathbed.
No, he's not. I think he's always going to have that issue, so.
Okay.
All
right.
Well, kind of brittle, in some ways brittle, but, you know, I don't know.
We're all getting brittler.
Hey, how's your claw doing? Can you hold a Whopper? Can you hold a Big Mac?
You know, this guy's
setting
himself up for the second hour, ain't he?
Did you get the Wi-Fi? Not the Wi-Fi, but the text I sent you the other day.
What text?
I said, you had text. There's a McDonald's down here. It's a 24/7 McDonald's with Wi-Fi. I said you could run the show out of the McDonald's, do your show.
You must have done that from your phone, that you're in kind of this little sketchy area with your text. No, I didn't get that one.
I'll have to resend it.
Oh, please do. I'm waiting with bated breath. You know, isn't it strange that I went on those antibiotics and those steroids, and guess what's gone, folks? I can straighten out the pinky on my right hand, and the middle finger, you see this one, Steve? This middle finger here, I can now straighten. Can you see it? Mike can see it. Mike, tell him what it looks like. Tell him what it looks like during the top of the hour break. All right, folks, hang on. Second hour coming at you. Steve Elkins sitting there waiting in God's waiting room. Your host, John Stepman. This is the National Intel Report. We'll be back in about two. We must take the medical bag.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. Center. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2 keep it today.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.